Good Day Journal. You have everything you need to succeed. You need to look no further than in the mirror to see that everything you need to be your best version is already inside you. Everything you need to be who you always imagined you could be was provided at conception. At conception, your transformation to being who you are today began. Then you, who the world knows today, originated from the combination of sperm and egg. It was in the beginning that the metamorphosis started. All your hopes and dreams are within reach. Everything worth doing you can achieve once you accept that the Creator put everything you need to be at your best inside you. You have everything in you that you need, and everything that you need is in you. It's all inside, and why would you think otherwise? Did the Spirit send you to the earth without a heart, mind, and soul? Why would you consider the Creator would send you to the earth missing anything required to be the best you possible? Our destiny is to find a way to be our best selves. The infinite would never be so cruel as to have you desiring to be at your best only to discover that what is needed to be your best is not inside you. What you need has been inside you since birth. Again, what you need to be your best self was conceived when your parents welcomed you in the flesh. It's a shame that it took you and still takes so many so long to understand this reality. Folks spend their lifetimes looking outside of themselves for what they need to keep moving forward, to take the next steps in their lives, when all along, what they needed was already in them. Such is the way you once went about living. You constantly looked to see what others were doing as if they had something that you needed them to give you. You routinely looked for others to approve of what you were doing to validate your humanity, as if the fact that God created you was insufficient validation of your humanity. How does one who was born in the image of God need validation from others who are not God? From others who are made just like you in the Spirit's image. I must say, oh, what a relief it is that you figured out that everything you need is already in you. Those dozen plus books you've written that are now best-selling award-winning books were always in you. You didn't pull the books out of thin air. Nobody else gave you the thoughts and ideas to write in books or to share in speeches. You wrote and said what was in you. Your prize-winning and respected writings or speeches manifest outwardly the hopes and dreams that internally and eternally live inside you. Please never forget that you are complete. The divine sent you to this planet like a 5-star resort vacation. All-inclusive, baby. You don't need another being to make you whole or fulfilled. You were born in your grand entirety. When your mother birthed you, you already made whole in mind, body, and soul. Such statements are not cavalier expressions denying the value of others in your life. Of course, your life is made better by having folks you love and adore and who love and adore you back in your life. But it is crucial to the continuation of your journey for you to understand that the steps you walk are yours. You cannot walk the steps for another. No one can walk your steps for you. We must all put one foot in front of the other if we intend to walk across the floor. While it is certainly possible to put on someone else's shoes and walk a mile, walking in another's shoes is no substitute for knowing what you want out of your life and doing everything humanly possible to make it so. Walking a mile in another's shoes has very little, almost nothing, to do with recognizing that everything you need to be who you want to be is inside you. Today, folks who knew you as a struggling student marvel at how much you've changed. People who quickly and summarily dismissed your humanity and those you now represent marvel at your keen intellect and cunning linguistic abilities. However, they continuously fail to recognize the most important thing about you. Who you are now is who the infinite designed you to be. Who you are now was only waiting for the right time and place to appear. You were waiting to burst out of your inhibiting yet nurturing cocoon. Like a caterpillar waiting to burst from its cocoon, the spirit intends you to be a beautiful butterfly that takes flight from the beginning. The butterfly is always in the caterpillar. Primary problem is that the caterpillar might not fully understand or trust that soon it will be a butterfly. You are the unknowing, untrusting butterfly living as a caterpillar. These days you fly high and elegantly like the butterfly that sheds its caterpillar cocoon. You no longer scoot across the floor on your belly like a caterpillar. No more are you thought of as the lowest of lows. Today, you are like an admired, graceful butterfly. Each day now you take a flight. Each day you are a welcome sight for sore eyes. You are a welcome sight to others who are caterpillars and wonder if they will ever shed their cocoon and fly. You are the reminder that the butterfly lives inside us all. You are a reminder that the butterfly is only waiting for the caterpillar to decide that it wants to fly. No matter who you were yesterday, caterpillar or butterfly, you must choose who you will be again today. Will you be who you can be, the refined, dignified butterfly, for one more day? Or will you keep scooting daily, inching forward slowly on your belly, wondering where to find what you need to fly outside yourself? You have everything you need to succeed. Everything you need to succeed is in you. All you need to be who you always imagined being has always been inside you.
Reflect and write. Before listening to today's journal, had you considered that everything you need, like the characters from The Wizard of Oz, is within you? Were you aware that there is a beautiful butterfly, you, waiting to spring forward? Everything you need to be who you were created to be is within. If you aren't buying this, I must ask you to consider where you look for purpose and validation. Do you still seek external validation for your purpose and worth? What is in you waiting for you to manifest it? Is it a book? Could it possibly be a business? Maybe it's a television show. Nate reminds us it is crucial to the continuation of your journey to understand that the steps you walk are yours. You cannot walk the steps for another. No one can walk your steps for you. If we intend to walk across the floor, we must all put one foot before the other. If you are going to live the beautiful life for which you were created, it all starts with you. Now act. It's time to fly. It's time to shed your caterpillar cocoon. A butterfly is waiting inside, waiting for you to choose to fly. No matter who you were yesterday, caterpillar or butterfly, you must decide who you will be again today. Take time now to consider who you will be today and any other today you are gifted with. This is an opportunity to manifest the beautiful future by journaling about the life you imagine living and who you want to be remembered as. Only when you know where you are heading will you stop scooting and begin to fly. Now journal forward.